I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth, that even the darkest days and the bad times are better than twos. You're like sunshine.
My name is Doyin, and guess what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. Quebec public sector workers hold a one-day strike today over lagging contract negotiations. Schools, healthcare facilities, and social services are disrupted today as four unions of 420,000 workers protest the province's latest contract offer. The government's latest offer includes a 10.3% salary increase over 5 years and a one-time payment of $1,000 to each worker, a proposal the unions have described as paltry. Workers represented by four unions say their members will strike again from November 21 to 23. Canadians still trapped in the Gaza Strip has no progress in the Rafah border crossing. Canadians who were assured that they could be allowed out over the weekend will have to wait longer from the Palestinian territory. The Rafah border crossing into Egypt remained closed over the weekend amid escalating attacks from Israel, and Global Affairs Canada says that it has no information on when it will reopen. Global Affairs says the Israeli military has assured Canada that more than 400 of its citizens will be able to cross in the coming days, and added that three have already escaped with a third party, though it offered no further details. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he thanked Egyptian President on Sunday for supporting the departure of foreign nationals from Gaza, including Canadians and their family. Hamilton public transport workers to strike Thursday if city doesn't come up with better offer. The Amalgamated Transit Union says their members will be in a legal strike of the HSR transit system midweek and plan to work at November 9th from 12:01 a.m. ATU members agreed with union negotiators Sunday, who recommended the rejection of the city's last contract offer from October 24th. Union President Eric Turk says the biggest issue is obtaining wages that keep pace with inflation, which he claims the latest offer doesn't do. The provincial document suggests four government officials are facing a difficult decision whether they should call Toronto bluff on his threats.
At Big Brothers Big Sisters, we know that helping even one child stay in school can be the start of something big, like a high school diploma that leads to college or university, and a good job and raising a good family and encouraging their own kids to stay in school. It's an upward spiral. That's what the programs of Big Brothers Big Sisters can do. And every donation of time or money helps us do more. Support mentoring. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.ca.
I'm Dan Forrest, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at sports in the NFL, Miami beats Kansas City 21-14. Washington, the Commanders beat the Patriots 20-17. Cincinnati beat Buffalo Bills 24-18. And a very close game between Houston and Tampa Bay with the Texans winning 39-37 over the Bucks. To the NBA, the Raptors stormed back from a 22-point deficit to beat the Spurs 123-116 in overtime.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Taking a look at the Hamilton weather today, a mix of sun and cloud, a few showers beginning this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm late this afternoon, high 13, UV index 2 or low. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers or drizzle this evening, then partly cloudy, low 9. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, high 11, UV index 2 or low. Currently outside the Ignite newsroom is 13 degrees.
I miss knowing what you're thinking and hearing how your day's been. Do you think you can tell me everything, darling, but leave out every part about him? Right now you're probably by the ocean while I'm still out here in the rain. With every day that passes by since we've spoken, it's like Glasgow gets farther from LA. Maybe it's supposed to be this way, but oh my. I can't help but notice you seem happier than ever now, and I guess that I should tell you I'm sorry. It seems I was the problem somehow. Maybe I only brought you down, but oh my. Could say it's something I really mean, but I want you happy where the north is with me. I want to say I wish that you never left. Oh, but instead I only wish.
the best. I want to stay without you, everything's wrong. And you were everything I need all along. I want to say I wish that you never left. Oh, but instead I only wish you the best.
That was Louis Capaldi, Wishing You the Best. Welcome to Ignite Radio. You've got Mandy and Adam here from Hit Ignition, Mohawk's best radio, to keep you company for the next hour. And the whole crew is going to inform, educate, and most importantly, we're going to have some laughs.
And yeah, and that was Louis Capaldi, wishing you the best. I do wish all the best for the people that are going to be affected by the HSR strike, right, Mandy?
Absolutely. They say 1.5 million people got on the bus on June of this year.
Including me.
Including you, yeah. So 2 weeks before the Grey Cup, how do you think this is going to affect festivities?
Oh, well, I really got into the Grey Cup this year. I'm volunteering as guest relations, so you might see me down there. I can understand that a lot of people look forward to the Grey Cup. They go see the events, see their favorite sports teams. It's just a fun time, and like, it's a Hamilton tradition. And with these strikes preventing many people from coming here, I could only imagine like how down in the dumps they must feel not being able to go see like all those fun things. And also the revenue from the Grey Cup might also get really bad if the strike does persist during that time.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. The union has vowed to give a 72-hour notice before striking. Do you think that's enough time?
I think it is. Like, a lot of strikes have a lot shorter time than that. So anything's possible. And I do wish the best that they get what they need and deserve.
Absolutely.
Hey, it's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their three locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Somebody said they saw you, the person you were kissing wasn't me, and I would never ask you, I just kept it to myself.
like the precinct. How you go from housewife to a sneaky link? Got you running around in all type of Benzes and Rolls. Girl, you used to ride in the rinky dink. I'm the one put you in that Leontay. Fashion over model, I put you on the runway. You was rocking Coach bags, got you Sinead. Side to Frisco, I call her my baby. I got a girl, but I still feel alone. If you plan me, that mean my home ain't home. Having nightmares are going through your phone. Can't even record, you got me out my zone.
I don't wanna know if you're playing me. Keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore.
Get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
We're bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter
at Ignite Radio Now.
You got inside. Kiss me, darling, one more time. 'Cause love's the only thing we leave behind. And I've been thinking about my life a lot these days. As I'm stumbling through the paths that I have made. Wondering when did I put my time and energy.
That was Kiss Me by Magic. Mandy here from Hit Ignition, joined by my buddy Adam on Ignite Radio.
Yes, it's good to be back. So, Mandy, what do you think about apples? I like them. What about you?
They're great, especially this time of year. It's definitely apple picking weather.
It is?
Yeah. Fall, and there's apple orchards all over heading down to Niagara, and it's a great experience.
Oh, I never went down there before. Like, you recommend it?
I absolutely do. With that said, have you heard about the new variety of apple coming to Ontario?
There's a new variety?
Yeah, it's meant to compete with the Honeycrisp. This apple is grown right here in southern Ontario, and it's called the Snowflake Apple. It's said to be white speckled apple with rosy red skin.
Of course, it's a Canadian apple. It's based on winter.
Absolutely. It's said to be crispy and juicy with a sharp undercut of sweet tanginess.
Ooh, tangy. You know what? I do like Granny Smith, so I do like the little tangy, the little soury. I don't care what people say. I like my apples sour. You know what I mean?
I absolutely do, too. The variety is said to be exclusive to Loblaws and Walmart in the province. 50,000 trees have been planted, and it estimated that that's enough to begin sales in Ontario. But don't hold your breath. We're looking at it taking about 2 decades.
2 decades? Oh, my goodness. Really? I'm going to be old by then. Well, at least they're planting new trees, you know, more trees out there keeping the environment healthy. I did see some apple trees around here. Like, I don't think there were those winter ones, but I tried picking one from one of the trees. Mm-hmm. But, like, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe it. Like, there was a little hole in it that I didn't notice, and a bug crawled out. It was, like, the worst thing ever. Like, I had to, like, throw that thing, like, yeah! And I was, like, I never picked an apple again. Like, it was so good. Like, all the other ones were fallen, they wilted, like, they all looked bad. But that was that one good one. I just didn't notice the hole.
The worst part would be if you'd already taken a bite out of it before you noticed.
Yeah, no, I don't want to imagine that one.
All right, guys. We've got Sophia coming up with entertainment and Camila Cabello and Ed Sheeran around the corner with Bam Bam.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
The new Priscilla movie starring Jacob Elordi as Elvis and Kaylee Spaney as Priscilla has earned Priscilla Presley's stamp of approval on the movie. During a Q&A event at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, Priscilla states that, "I was very concerned about this movie. I think it's right on, to be honest with you." The movie was released on November 3rd and was already made an officially certified fresh movie on Rotten Tomatoes with an earning of 88% of a positive score. Following the death of beloved Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing on the sitcom Friends, was laid to rest on Friday at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Los Angeles, near Warner Bros. Studios, where Friends was filmed. The co-stars from the sitcom all attended the funeral. And lastly, for your latest Kardashian scoop, it was announced that Kourtney Kardashian and drummer Travis Barker have welcomed their first child together on Saturday, a baby boy named Rocky 13 Barker. I'm Sophia Studios, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits. Now,
this is Ignite Radio.
You said you hated the ocean, but you're surfing now. I said I love you for life, but I just sold our house. We were kids at the start, I guess we're grown-ups now. Couldn't ever imagine even having doubts. But not everything works out. No, now I'm out dancing with strangers. You could be casually dating. Damn, it's all changing so fast. I see a love it, I see it. Yeah, that's just life, baby. Yeah, love came around and it never.
12 a.m. by Hollywood on Ignite Radio. The whole crew is here representing the Hit Ignition team. You've got Mandy and Adam at the mic.
Yep, that's us. Hey, Mandy, do you ever get that issue where it's like you talk really, really fast? Like, that, I feel like I have that issue sometimes. And it definitely shows, like, in my feedback in my schoolwork and from friends and family telling me to slow down. I don't know why. I just talk really fast. I'm not really sure if I'm anxious or something. But I do know some people actually have the reverse and actually are way better at talking really slowly.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, there's a study that stands behind you.
Really?
Absolutely. studies show that Torontonians have been voted the slowest talking city in all of Canada.
Okay, I don't know what to make of that. Wow.
Yeah, so the study was put together by language tutors. They analyzed data from 10 of the most popular cities in the country, everything from YouTube transcripts, local news, and podcasts to find the average word count.
Wow, that's a lot of work to find who talks the slowest. What's the purpose behind it?
So just to see what the difference is between things like urban cities and more relaxed cities around the country. That sees a difference in speech patterns as well.
Yeah, I could definitely see people like in more city places with big cities and stuff talking faster because it's a very high life, very fast lane people are in. Like, you got to go here, you got to go there, you got to do work here, you got to travel a lot. So, of course, people are probably going to talk faster to make their life go a little smoother. It's like you say your piece. So then everyone knows, like, what to do and everything. But then when it's at, like, calmer places, like in the country, which is a very nice place, the country, like, people don't really need to do that. They just say their piece. They just say it slowly, just relax, because there's not much pressure behind it.
Mm-hmm. The average speed count in Canada, is 175.6 words per minute. Toronto fell in at 149.14, and Hamilton ranked in fifth. Stay tuned for Sophia keeping up with your What's Up Mohawk.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Are you looking at how to manage your finances? This Wednesday, November 8th, join Financial Fluency with speaker Colin Ryan, a funny financial speaker who wrote the book A Comedic Guide to Money at the Arnie on Fennel Campus from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. For next week, Wednesday, November 15th, Mohawk is hosting an international market in the Arnie on Fennel Campus from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., where there will be booths to showcase each culture. Sign up to showcase your own culture on the MSA website. And from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., the international department will be hosting their annual fashion show in the same place. Do you like pizza? On Wednesday, November 8th, Health and Wellness Center is throwing P for Pizza, where you can stop by for a routine STI test and earn yourself a free slice of pizza. I'm Sophia Cedillos, and that's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio now.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. I saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us.
shake, throw the weight in the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt.
Enough hit music now?
IgniteRadio.ca.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. Got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
That was Luke Combs with his hit Fast Cars on Ignite Radio. Welcome back to the party with the Hit Ignition crew. You've got Mandy and Adam here, and we're craving some dip.
Yeah, we are. I always like some dip with my vegetables. It's not the healthiest thing in the world, but I do like it. It also really makes my breath smell bad, but I can live with it. There's nothing better at a family gathering than just grabbing, like, the fattest broccoli on the vegetable tray and just dipping it in the dip, and it's like, delicious.
You're far healthier than I am. I was thinking pita chips.
Ooh, yeah. I actually like my Tostitos and also pita chips on their own, but what can you say about dipping them?
I'm a big fan of the spinach dip, so I do need something a little heavier to really scoop and get in there with the dip. Yeah.
What about the restaurants with dipping? I heard you said Kelsey's before we went live that Kelsey's a pretty good place to get that.
Yeah, Kelsey's and Turtle Jack's are my favorite.
I love Turtle Jack's. I'm not really sure about their dip, but I do remember when I was little, I used to go there with my mother and some friends, and we always just like order like this nice food, like get some like French fries, chicken fingers, the dessert. I still remember like I was like so full after that, like I couldn't eat anymore. Good times. I still need to head back there.
Yeah, absolutely. The dip itself is worth it.
Definitely. What was your last Turtle Jack's or Kelsey's visit? What was it like?
It was great. I actually go with some girlfriends sometimes. Mm. And you have to go with people that don't judge you. So really? You can stuff your face full of that dip.
Yeah. You have a right idea for that one. What about... so like Kelsey's and Turtle Jack's, you go with your girlfriends. Do you plan on going there soon again?
Now I am. I've definitely planted the seed.
Yeah,
and I want to go back.
If you ever want to see us there, maybe you could just come down. Like, we'd love to meet you guys.
Yeah, take pictures of your dip and post them to our Instagram page at Hit Ignition.
Yeah, we just created it just now. It's the fastest way to hear us. We got a link there you can follow. And yeah, and it's very good.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. We've got Adam rocking your way back playback on Ignite Radio. This is Hit Ignition.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc. working to respect the human rights of everyone. We're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter.
You know, I just like my dog today.
And the snoozer. Hey, wake up.
What? Where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
Today's Way Back Playback is quite a younger song when compared to the other classics played on this segment. James Blunt, the hit singer and songwriter of the early 21st century, will be gracing your ears shortly. His classic song, You're Beautiful, has made over 4 million copies across the world, being just one of Blunt's historic tracks, along with songs like Goodbye, My Lover, and I'll Take Everything. You're Beautiful is his most famous song, though, being played for romantic events like weddings all over America. Only yesterday, though, did Blunt confirm the truth behind what the song's about in an interview on Channel 4's Sunday Brunch. After having a brief stare with an ex-girlfriend in the underground in London, Blunt promptly returned home and wrote the lyrics to the song in 2 minutes. Despite many people viewing it as a romantic piece, it actually tells a story of someone high on drugs talking a past lover. Quite the visceral imagery that must provide. I'm Adam Vernesvik from Hit Ignition. This is your Beautiful by James Blunt on Ignite Radio.
My life is brilliant.
was pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked.
Now, check us out at igniteradio.ca.
Always been loud in the quiet way. I always feel alone in the crowded place. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. I get sad on my birthday. I wanna talk back in the worst way. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. And I never know what to say till I'm already walking away. Wanna punch you in the face, but I won't, but I might, but I won't. And I don't wanna play, I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti.
That was Charlotte Cardin with Confetti on Ignite Radio. Adam, I wanted to ask you, do you have a dog?
No, actually. I never had a dog. I did have a fish once. Did not really go out that well. It's just I never really had a pet since then because not that I don't like them. I think they're cool. It's just that I have my own life to do. I go on air right now. I do my own schoolwork. I have my own life to worry about. I feel like a pet deserves a lot of time and would be better suited to someone who can offer that time. You know what I mean?
I absolutely know what you mean, and I'm totally in your boat. I have a neighbor that lends me her two dogs every once in a while, so when I need a dog fix, I go knock on her door. And actually, she has some really cute French bulldogs.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I have a neighbor who has, like, two chihuahuas. Every time, like, I come home, they, like, if they're near the window, they just start barking, like, ah!
Oh, they love you like an owner.
Yeah, they're so adorable. They always, like, run around when they see people show up. They're very cool. And the owners are very chill.
Yeah. So some cool news in the bulldog front, though. It has taken the top spot of number one registered dogs in the nation.
Bulldogs. Really?
French bulldogs, specifically.
French, yeah, okay. Very
fancy. Frenchies came in with 716,500 newly registered dogs last year. That's one in every seven dogs.
Wow.
Well, being in Canadian homes.
Well, bulldogs are very cute. They're all like those big slobbery faces, you know what I mean? They're very cute.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been made famous by celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio, Megan Thee Stallion, Reese Witherspoon, and Lady Gaga owning the comically friendly pups.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah. Well, if you have a dog breed that you really like or that you have a dog, feel free to share it to us on our Hit Ignition Instagram. That's Hit Ignition, just the name, and yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to remind you to tune in next week from 2 to 3 on Monday, and you can party with us again.
Yeah, see you then.
Here on Hit Ignition.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be. But you're a busy college student, you don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's peer tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer tutoring above the CAF and C-Wing. Stop by today.
I usually get comments. People will say things like, who helps me get dressed in the morning and who feeds you? I get that sometimes. Not only will they ask who cooks my breakfast, but they will ask who helps you eat. Relax, you know, I'm blind. Big deal. What's the problem? I live an independent life and I can accomplish things that anyone else could.
CNIB, seeing beyond vision loss.
From Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario, you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Yeah. Found cigarettes in your Fendi coat. You don't even smoke. I was changing your access codes. Yeah, I can tell you no one knew. Yeah, you've been acting so conspicuous. You flip it on me, say I think too much. You're moving different when we making love. Conspicuous.